time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Michael Pierce met with the media following the Ravens' win over Arizona on Sunday.
So you hear about a lot of offensive players being in a zone sometimes. And do you feel sometimes defensive players, when you go out there, do you sometimes feel like you're in a zone a little bit?
Yeah. For nose guard, it may be. It may look a little different. Today was a good day for me, obviously. But, man, you definitely be in the zone. Like I said, it could be a lot less eye-popping or, you know, highlight-worthy plays. But definitely, you definitely can.
Mike, I know you didn't have a sack until today, but you know, all the metrics said that you're having just a great, great season in terms of beating the guy, maybe just some bad luck in terms of not finishing those plays off. I mean, how did you feel kind of coming in today, and what was the relief to actually get a sack and make it a strip sack?
Big, big relief. You always want to do your part. Like I said, I've been getting to the quarterback, just hadn't getting them down. I happened to get a fine for tackling them and not getting them down. So, man, it's been an interesting year, but our defense has been doing great. We let a lot of stuff slide today, but it's good to be on the board and hopefully a lot more to come.
Michael, how personal were you taking it when they were running the ball, just your defense as a whole, when they were running the ball a little bit on you guys early?
Very, very much so personally. Outside of the Colts, that was probably our worst performance. So anytime we pride ourselves, we gave up a long run in Cleveland too. They pushed them like right over 100. But like I said, we pride ourselves on stopping the run. We got a lot of stuff to clean up in that area, especially the first half tape. So before Seattle comes, we got some work to do. But I'm glad we made some strides in the second half for sure.
What does that do for your team in general, and you know, the offensive maybe struck hits a little bit of a rut there, but yeah, your defense, you know, you in particular, and the other guys making plays to kind of keep them going.
That's a momentum jump, man. You know, as a defender, you know, especially for me, I never see those kind of plays come my way. But it's just a momentum jump for everybody. So two fourth down stops, no matter who makes them. We've seen a lot of guys, Meta Beeks, been playing out of his mind. Rose had amazing games. When you have a lot of defenders who are really good, it's a long season. So you need guys like myself. Like Brody's going to have a big game, I'm sure. Herb's going to have a lot of different plays. So anytime any defender can lift up our team and you know, make some big time plays, especially consecutively, is big, no matter who it is.
Like, what's it like for an opposing defense or defenders to see a guy like Gus Edwards just kind of getting the ball time after time, especially late in that game?
That's awesome, man. That's a momentum killer. So especially when you can bleed the clock, that's big time. So we love to see those drives go as long as they want to go. So, man, like I said, for us, getting those fourth down stops, just how we see our offense running guys over and having Gus run for 3 touchdowns and run for 80 yards is huge, man. So that's a momentum booster for sure.
You guys have done some traveling. I mean, London to the desert. Mm-hmm. Now, though, your final 9 games, you play 6 of them at home. How big of a you know, thing could that be for you guys?
Grateful for that. Just to be back on Eastern time zone would be great. So I woke up at 4 in the morning this morning. It was rough, man. But, yeah, we had a long way to go before the bus left. But, man, it's good to be back on the Eastern time zone. Like I said, being at home, being comfortable, just getting in that routine again. I feel like we always play great or a lot better at home. So that's a plus, big time.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. Sure. Appreciate it.